Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz, CEO of Story Worldwide. StoryWorldwide.com is the website. By the way, folks, we're talking about this brand newsroom thing, this whole idea of native marketing. And Kirk has posted an outstanding article on his website about this. Right, Kirk? That's where it is, right?
Exactly. Yeah, on our blog site. Feature, which is called postadvertising.com, but you can get there easily. There's a button on our website to get to our blog site.
Postadvertising.com, so check that out, folks. Read more about this. He's got some good points that he makes there that you will relate to as a small business owner. Kirk, when I've had my consulting business, I've had clients who wanted me to help them to get to weave their brand into a story, to a local story. Mm-hmm. And they thought I ought to be able to just go to the publisher of the newspaper, since they were advertising, since they were writing checks every week to the newspaper. They thought that I ought to be able to go to the publisher and he ought to just fall all over himself to put their name, their brand in something that was newsworthy, you know. And it was my job, whenever I could, to stop them from doing that. And when I couldn't, they were the beneficiaries of a newspaper publisher going off on them.
I know the routine. I spent a good part of my life as a newspaper reporter, and a good part of my time as a newspaper reporter was devoted to avoiding the phone calls of public relations people.
Because, and by the way, folks, a Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist as well. Go ahead, Kirk.
Thank you. So you pick up the phone and the PR guy says, I got a great story for you. And what you know automatically and immediately is that that's not true. It's going to be a terrible story because it's going to be a self-serving piece of nonsense that nobody out there cares about. That's the definition of a PR guy's definition of a good story. And really the important difference between PR people are worried about their clients. They're worried about the businesses, right? Good newspaper people, good editors, good writers are fixated on the audience. What does the audience want and need to know tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.? That's the question every single day. And as a business guy doing marketing, that should be your main question. Who's your audience? What do they care about? And looking at what they truly care about, their deep interests, what of that do you have some authority to create content about, right? What questions could you answer? What do you know about? What knowledge do you have as a result of the business that you're in that makes you a special advisor, storyteller, whatever, to that audience? That's, to me, that attitude needs to be at the heart of brand newsrooms, and it needs to be at the heart of native advertising.
All right, let me ask you this question.
For audience.
The Oreo example you gave us before, where Oreo went viral across the internet with their idea of when things went dark, you can dunk. They said you can dunk in the dark, and that was a great native marketing thing. That was a spur-of-the-moment genius thing that somebody came up with in literally split seconds and got out there because of the new media capability. But isn't something like this for a small business something that maybe you should be thinking of long, you should be looking at long term, you should be sort of strategizing over months, maybe even a year? What do you think?
Absolutely. Figuring out what the core story of your business is, in other words, what is it about your business that creates a relationship with your audience? What's the story you want to tell that people will actually be interested in? Locating that, creating an editorial calendar that's a year long, we do this for clients all the time, so that we can program their social channels. I mean, you've got to think of your Facebook page as if it were a cable network. That page has got to be programmed with entertainment and with news and with interesting stuff, as well as interact with your audience on it. You'll get those interactions in much greater numbers if you're doing a good job of programming, and that requires planning. On the other hand, once you've got that plan in place, you wake up in the morning, there's a news item that you know something about. Now you've got an item for the day.
You've either already pulled the trigger or you're ready to pull the trigger. Hey, Kirk, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. Thanks for helping us understand native marketing.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be too. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.